New Zealand-based home renovation company, 6,593% ROAS. Sydney-based solar company, 2,700% ROAS. Hunter region-based bathroom renovation company, 5,616% ROAS. Melbourne-based building company, 13,182% return on ad spend. Adelaide-based solar company, 2,881% return on ad spend. Guys, the list goes on and on. If you're a trade-based business and you work with projects like roofing, solar, bathroom renovations, kitchen renovations, anything like that, head across to tradie.wiki/pod for podcast. tradie.wiki/pod for podcast. Book in a conversation. It is game changing.
Hello and welcome to Toolbox Talks on the Siteshed. And today we have a Q&A. If you have a question that you'd like us to answer, then head across to thesiteshed.com where you can leave a written or an audio question. Just if you want to skip the queue, quick heads up, we do reward loyalty. So if you've left us an iTunes review, then we do get to those ones first. Anyway, let's dive right in.
Giving tradies and contractors around the globe the tools to run a modern business. You're listening to Toolbox Talks from the Siteshed. Now here's your host, Matt Jones.
And today's Q&A comes from David Ferrari from David Ferrari Constructions. And Dave's asked... He's written in and said, "Hi Matt, how are you? Hope all is well. I just wanted to touch base and ask you about an email marketing system. I saw a program the other day that takes content from your business Facebook page and uses it to create monthly newsletters / e-brochures for me to send out to my database. This helps me keep in touch with my past, present, and potential clientele. What are your thoughts on this system?" Well, I've broken this question down, Dave, and the first thing I suppose I wanted to touch on was firstly the database, okay? So do you actually have a database? And if you do have a database, what is it? So is it a list of people that you've done work for in the past, or is it a list of prospects? Like, do you have something on your website where people can opt in and they can exchange their email address for some form of information that adds value? So be realistic about the database that you have. It's also important to be realistic about the content in the sense of, well, how much time and effort are you genuinely going to be willing to or able to be putting into creating this content? So, I mean, it does take work. It's not something that content doesn't create itself. So you are going to have to seriously schedule in some time there to sit down and create a structure around the frequency at which you are going to create and deliver that content to your audience. So moving along to the next point I've got here, which is creating content on your Facebook page. Now, we teach this at all of our workshops. Creating content on a Facebook page is not an ideal strategy because at the end of the day, you don't necessarily own that content. And what I mean by that is, I mean, I've had numerous cases of and scenarios where people have put a lot of resource into building a Facebook page or building their YouTube channel. And for one reason or another, that account has been closed, maybe because of a violation or something. At the end of the day, the result was their account got shut and they've lost all of their content because the only place that it lived was on their Facebook page or on their YouTube channel. So a better and a smarter way to go about this is to post all of your content onto your website, especially if it's going to be like a story or a blog or it's going to be something interesting and something quite substantial. Post that stuff on your website. And then if you want to share that on social media, it's just a matter of sending that link or posting that link where people can come back to your website. Just remember, at the end of the day, a like on Facebook doesn't necessarily mean so much. Well, not as much as, you know, having somebody subscribe to your email marketing platform. So just keep that in the back of your mind. It's not so much about, don't get in the habit of posting content on your social media channels if that content doesn't already exist on your website. Put it on your website first and then share the link throughout your social media streams. You've also, I suppose, got to be realistic about the whole newsletter scenario. Does your customer actually want to receive a newsletter from you? You might be better off, and Dave, as a builder, you know, you might be able to put together a little strategy where you might do tips and tricks or, you know, Dave's top around the house DIY hint for the month or something like that. You might find your customer might benefit more from that than you sending them out a newsletter, they may not engage so well with that. So maybe just have a bit of a brainstorm around that. So the content that you create will always be a value add, and you've always got to try and use that content to engage with your existing customers or attract new customers. And don't get me wrong, you can use the same bit of content to do both. So when you're engaging with your existing customers, it might be a case of sending that bit of content that you've created out to them in an email with a short message saying, hey guys, I just created this bit of content on XYZ, thought it might be of interest to you, click here to read more. They click on the link and it takes them back to your website, that page where you've got that bit of content created. From a lead attraction point of view, it could be something similar where you might post something to Facebook saying, hey guys, I just created this great bit of content on how you can DIY your XYZ at home. Click here to read more. They can click on it and it can take them back to, you know, a page where you might have more information or an opt-in or something, course, whatever it is. If you do this correctly, you can expect to build a bit of authority within your niche. So, you know, if you're somebody that's constantly out there adding value to your audience, then people are going to resonate with that. You know, when the time comes where they might need something that they've seen you provide, then you're going to be fresh in their mind. That's a good thing. So building authority is very powerful, and content creation is a great way to help build authority. It also helps build trust. So if you're giving people information and giving people relevant content that they can actually use and employ, then that's great because they're going to start trusting you, and that's, you know, you're a foot in the door. If you're creating content regularly, it also helps you on the search engine. So the more content that you've got on your website, the more content that you've got out there, you've got more stuff that can be found. It's more searchable. So if you're optimizing that content correctly, then that's going to work in your favor, especially from a search engine point of view. And of course, the more content that you have, you're going to get a better engagement with your audience. So, you know, if you don't have content out there, then it's quite simple. People just don't have anything to engage with. However, if you do have stuff out there, then you're giving people a reason to communicate and start a conversation with them. So as an action step, I would say, firstly, commit to creating a plan. So instead of just saying, oh, this looks like a good idea, actually sit down and say, okay, well, I've got to be realistic about how much time I am willing to put into doing this. And then I've also got to sit down and you'd have to sit down and come up with a strategy as opposed to how often do I want to communicate with my audience? So, you know, it might all sound great to do, say, I want to send out a weekly newsletter, but realistically, you probably won't get as good an engagement from doing that. So, you know, the best way to go about figuring out what's going to work best is just to ask your customers. So just say, listen, this is what I want to do. I want to put together a bit of a program where I can educate you guys on things that you can do around the house yourself. What would be a good frequency for you? How often would you like to hear from me? These sort of things, and just get it straight from the horse's mouth. Always be adding value. So if you're going to go in there with a hard sell, you're probably going to struggle. So I would always just go out there giving that information away. Come the time they want to get a service from you, if you're fresh in their mind from the information you've been giving them, then you're a foot in the door. And always, always get in the habit of posting that information to your website first. So if it's a little thing, you know, if you're going to be reposting something that you saw on Facebook, or if you saw a joke or something that you want to post on there, or a meme, then that's fine. You can post it straight to Facebook. But if you're going to be creating substantial content, 100% create that content on your website, post the link to the content on your Facebook or on your social media channels, and get people back to your website where they can opt in and you can get their details in which you can start marketing to. So anyway, that's all from me, Dave. I hope that answered your question. Keep sending those questions through, guys, and that's a wrap. So if you haven't already, head across to thesiteshed.com and register for our Toolbox Talks, where you'll be regularly sent great episodes just like this straight to your inbox, so you'll never miss one. If you want to join the community, you can head across to thesiteshed.com/members, where for a small monthly fee, you'll get access to regularly updated training material, as well as access to our forum, where you can mingle and collaborate with trade-based business owners just like you from all over the world. If you're enjoying this podcast, please head across to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We greatly appreciate it, and it helps us spread the word and reach the masses. Likewise, if you know anyone that might benefit from the content we create, then please go ahead and share this with them.
You've been listening to Toolbox Talks by The Site Shed. For more great content just like this, head across to thesiteshed.com and join the amazing community of savvy trade-based business owners.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. I hope you enjoyed that podcast. Please, if you did, head across to iTunes and leave us a review. We would very much appreciate that. Anyway, if you are a project-based trade business and you work in solar or bathroom renovations or kitchen renovations or roofing or something along those lines, and you would like to see some of the results that we've been showcasing in our marketing on for your business, thousands of percent return on ad spend, 2,000, 3,000, 5,000, 7,000, 13,000% return on ad spend, please head across to tradie.wiki/pod for podcast. That's tradie.wiki/pod for podcast. It will be well worth the conversation, and I can't wait to chat with you. Ciao.